Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we asked Jared Goff about John Morton, and he said, yeah, there's some feeling out period. We asked Jared Goff about him being in the booth and not on the field. There was a concern there. He didn't think that mattered.
He laughed at it.
Yeah.
I think that is – and what did he say? It's stupid?
It's foolish.
Foolish.
I think that's foolish. Yeah. We asked him about the play calling, and he said, look, plays get called. It's not always what you see. So anyway, look, it is what it is. It's a tough game. It was a terrible opener for the Lions, and there's a feeling of we got this.
I think we said it maybe yesterday. If not, I certainly felt this about the way the game was going. I don't think it was a play calling issue. I don't. This was, to me, the loss was not a referendum on the offensive coordinator. To me, the loss was. It was painfully evident that the offensive line wasn't getting the job done. And I do want to give some credit to Green Bay because they're the ones that are applying the pressure. But that to me was the biggest takeaway, is that Green Bay won the line of scrimmage, hands down, both offensively and defensively. They won the line of scrimmage, and that's why they won the game. That's why they doubled up the Lions in points. They couldn't get started. And if the Lions can't get started, which is running the football, then they're in big trouble.
248-539-9797. Your reaction to what Jared had to say. Daniel's in Berkeley, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, guys. So, overall, I got to say, I have full confidence in Jared Goff. But there's still two things that I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the preseason hype that we had surrounding the Lions. And the first thing is, this Aiden Hutchinson rule that we talked about so much in preseason.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if we just didn't frame this correctly. Is it that Aiden Hutchinson was so dominant in preseason because he's good, or was he so dominant at practice because our O-line sucked? And I don't really know how to interpret that.
Well, good question. Let me start with this. Aiden Hutchinson is lining up opposite Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell, and I find it hard to believe that they suck.
Yeah, that's fair. It's just, that was one thing that was kind of running through my mind as I was watching the game. And then the second topic that I wanted to bring up is there was so much hype around the live practices that were up against the Dolphins.
Yep.
And we felt very confident after those live practices.
Yep.
And then the Dolphins went out and got smoked by the Colts.
Yep.
And so it's that same, are we framing this correctly in the preseason as, was the Lions offense so good during those live practices, or are the Dolphins just bad?
Maybe a little bit more, that it's quite possible that the Lions went out and absolutely jackhammered in practice, in those joint practices, a terrible football team. I think that's possible because they did. Let me tell you something. Those days, it was lopsided. Is it possible that that was more of a reflection of where the Dolphins are than where the Lions are? It's possible.
I think when it comes to the Dolphins part of it, absolutely 100%. I think that's true. Dolphins are terrible, and the Lions ate them up as much as the Colts did, if not more. As far as the other stuff is concerned, I think when we're going to look back at the end of the season, we're going to say Green Bay is a hell of a football team. And the Lions are a hell of a football team. But the Lions are going through some growing pains with the offensive line, and they have to get that figured out. I think they'll get that figured out. The question is, how long is it going to take? It took J.J. McCarthy almost a half of football before he started to figure things out, and things slowed down for him, and he started making better decisions last night in his first start. I suspect it will take the Lions a few games to really feel like a cohesive unit, particularly in the middle with those three new guys in the interior. But I don't think this is a bad football team. I don't think that it's, you know, Jared Goff was under duress against the Packers, but, you know, he did complete 31 passes in the game. It's not like it was complete failure. 31 out of 39, albeit a lot of short dump-off passes. That's because of what the defense was presenting him. They still move the ball.
Let's go to Sron. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Sron.
There's Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, I just wanted to, you know, comment about the preseason. And I might be wrong, but a lot of teams didn't play their starters during the preseason. And a couple of games that I watched was evidence of them losing the game because they had no practice. And also our general manager, you know, and our head coach saying, we're good, we don't need anybody. So we did nothing to boost our players for the regular season. The offensive line was horrible. The defensive line was horrible. They did whatever they wanted to do most of the game. And I haven't felt that embarrassed of a Lions loss in a long time. It's just, it's sad. I don't think positive about the team this year.
Well, how'd you feel about them after that Ravens smacking they took 2 years ago, 38-6?
Well, I kind of anticipated that. Yeah, I get where you're going with that, but, you know.
Because that team played for the NFC Championship game. It could be just a snapshot in time on this day. The Packers, who are expected to be pretty good, jackhammered our Lions, and now it's up to the Lions to show that they can rebound and be who we thought they were and you know, see what happens from here. It is one game, but it wasn't.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't pretty.
No, I mean, one of the things that goes to my brain was I'm thinking back of the game is all I can see is the offensive lineman laying on the ground, getting stepped on and pushed around, and the Green Bay Packers doing whatever they wanted to do to our offensive line. It was embarrassing.
It's got to get addressed. And if it does, I will say this, and this goes to the Lions and it goes to Michigan as well. I wouldn't wait forever to look at shuffling around the offensive line. I would not wait too long. I think you need to look at if it's not going to work the way it's currently configured, you've got other options. And I think both have plenty of people that are worthy of a look. The Lions, interestingly, I don't know if this means anything, but I looked it up today and I was a little surprised. They have two centers on the practice squad. And I'm like, usually a practice squad, it feels to me like you're just trying to put enough fill holes for players to make sure you got enough to literally practice, but I found that to be kind of surprising. So if the problem is the center, there's people on the practice squad, but there's also, and you got to, You can shuffle people around if you want to move Ratledge over. If the problem is diagnosed as the center, you move Ratledge over and you put maybe Giovanni Manu at one of the guard spots. Does Owusika get a crack at it? I just wouldn't wait too long. And I mean, for Michigan, does Blake Frazier get worked in there?
Well, for the Lions, I think they definitely have issues on the offensive line that they have to be worked out. I think they have the personnel. The three guys they have starting are the three guys they're going to use. I don't think there's going to be any changes with that unless there's an injury that comes up. I think they made it pretty clear that they want Tate Ratledge to start at right guard and that they want Graham Glasgow at center, and they'll move on with that. Now, if this play continues, if they continue to be out of sync, and if it's out of sync because they're making the wrong calls, then you got to get somebody in there who's going to make the right calls. If they're out of sync because somebody's just getting beat time and time again, that's a whole other issue.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.